Back to Drive Time here on Mix 93. Matt Jennings is with us, the head coach of the Michigan Tech volleyball program. They are in Marquette tonight against Northern Michigan, and that is going to be another big matchup. I got a big win over the weekend on Saturday, Coach, and congratulations. I know that was big to get the team back on track again after a phenomenal start to the season.
Oh, thank you, guys, and good morning for sure. The Lake Erie win was nice, and it was definitely much needed. Although I don't think we played as crisp as we probably could have or would have liked. 3-0 win is a 3-0 win in this league. And after that first set win, the 25-13, I think it was, I kind of walked up to the squad and was like, okay, let's breathe here and realize that we just did something that we hadn't done in six sets and get back to business. So I don't know if they paid attention or not.
Has it been a little bit different a year in that? I mean, you got all these wins, and most of them have been, 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. We've lost a couple of where we haven't won anything, too. I mean, there hasn't been that many, 3-2 type of situation.
No, we've played every match we've played this year has been a three-set match except for two.
Two, that's right.
And there were four-set wins back-to-back. So it went 3-0 for a lot of the beginning, and then win in four twice, and then a couple more 3-0 wins, and then we lost back-to-back 3-0. I don't think we played very well at all against Parkside, to be brutally honest. That we were, I'm glad it was away. Let's put it that way. I didn't think we scored well. I think they defended us well. And for us in the position we find ourselves in, it was probably a good experience, a little humbling and a full understanding that any day a team can come and whoop you. Ashland's a good team that we lost to on that Friday night. That's a really good team with two outside hitters that are phenomenal. They'll be in the postseason, no doubt, and that's not a bad loss. I think we played poorly. However, it wasn't a bad loss. And, Lake Erie is a resurging team, a team that's, not too different than maybe Michigan Tech was a couple years ago. And so we have a lot of respect for that team, and we want to make sure that we took care of business and stepping stone, I guess, here till tonight.
So what are some of the differences that you saw in those two losses that we didn't see in the first 10 games that we won?
The most glaring thing is if you look at statistics, our two middles. It's the only two instances where both of them at the same time are hitting under 200. For Stephanie, who is pushing 400 on the year, and Lauren, who is a solid 350 every game, that's kind of like the equivalent of your two sluggers going 0-for-4 back-to-back nights or something like that, And then passing. We're a really good passing team, which allows our middles to get involved because you have to have accurate passing to run the sets that they attack. And they just served us off the court both those matches.
How about Jackie Arid? I know she's creeping towards that career digs mark for Michigan Tech, and I think she's 37 short now, and seems like almost inevitable. And as she, has a lot of matches left to get it, but she's continued to just be rock solid for you, hey?
As rock solid can get, and the dig record is certainly something that's special for her and for us and for me as a coach and all and her teammates. But I think the most impressive thing about Jackie is her poise and the things that don't show up in stats like very glaringly. Her serve receive, if over 4 years, has been as good as any libero I've ever coached, and reliable is a great word.
How about you talked about your two middles, outside hitters? It seems like the weapons that you've started the year with and had at your disposal, they've continued to produce, and you've continued to spread that ball around to many different players so far.
That's right. A couple pieces stepped up big. Aubrey Fysik as a junior has become I wouldn't say an entirely different player, but so much more refined and so much more controlled in her aggression. I mean, that girl can hit the ball hard, and we all knew that from day one. Now she's figured out how to keep it in bounds and use it in a way that really is terminating. Then you have Mariah Sherman, who's literally getting kills on accident. She just gets up and gets above the net, and the ball will find a way to find the open floor. When she figures it out, that kid's going to be something special. And I'll put it this way. When Sylvie Rokosh can get lost in a crowd even for a few seconds, you have an aggressive team. And so, Sylvie adds a great deal, but we've been able to spread it out a lot more this year.
Big match tonight against Northern Michigan. It's down there at Northern. It's on television tonight. It's everybody's going to be whoop, 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 especially after the big win for the football team against Northern. Everybody's kind of pumped up on the whole rivalry again. And what are you expecting tonight, Coach, between these two teams?
a battle, yeah, you know, and a win. I think we expect to win volleyball games, you know, every time you go into play. Any competitor expects to win. I think this season we feel deep down that we're the better team and that if we play our game, we should win. Northern's a really good team. Make no mistake about it. They're big. They're strong. They've had our number here for a while. But I think both teams know that this is going to be a nice match tonight. And one thing I keep on reminding our girls is, we're undefeated on their floor this year. We haven't lost a set, and we have a trophy. They're 10-3, and they uncharacteristically have lost three times on their home floor. So they're vulnerable there, yeah, and I think that kind of maybe neutralizes the psychological advantage they've had. But when it comes down to it, Northern Tech volleyball, if both teams are on, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch for sure.
Is it tough knowing that they've had our number for a while psychologically to get over that hump, or is it like, hey, we got nothing to lose? You know, we... You know, which mindset do you go in with tonight?
Oh, I've explored all of them, Wes. Let me tell you. So I think for me it's kind of like we're sitting 3-1 right now, and they're sitting 2-2. The downside for us is less harmful than it is for them. You know, we have less to lose. Literally, if we win, we're 4-1, and they're 2-3. That's a huge difference for us. If we're both 3-2. You know, and we lose tonight, it's like it's that downside isn't as impactful. And I think that's where we started with, hey, it's just another game. At the end of this season, win or lose, it's going to feel the same as it did against any other team we win or lose against. I think that's the kind of season we're hoping for.
All right. Will you guys take off this afternoon then?
2:00.
2:00.
Yeah, roll down there, get some food, and get the winning thoughts going.
Yeah, a lot of traveling going on this weekend too.
We're going to Ohio the next day, career fair today. So, I mean, like, not a bad day to be a Tech volleyball player, get a job and whoop the Wildcats. yeah. That'd be kind of nice.
So a lot of your players will be going to the career fair and doing that kind of thing this morning and trying to get that stuff done. And then, yeah, wow, what a day.
Oh, yeah. I am thoroughly impressed with our student-athletes and their ability to get this all done. I mean, with the grades, I mean, the gal we just had in here before me, now, tough act to follow, so for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about the hair before we let you go. A compromise between you and the team?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good way to put it. I don't know. I don't know how it really came to this, but so far, for the people that matter most, they approve, and so I'll go with that.
Okay,
I'll go with that.
For those who don't know, who maybe missed the whole story, if the Huskies were to go 10-0, is that what it was?
Well, it actually started like 2 years ago, and somehow, like whatever, like had to be accomplished. They thought it did, and I didn't think it did. And so for 2 years, they've kind of kept that in my mind. And so with the start being what it was, I think the compromise was, we win undefeated. We're undefeated through this weekend. You guys can shave my head. Here's the funny part. With the long hair, they actually just busted out trimmers without even thinking they had to use scissors.
Oh, wow.
So we started with...
they had no idea what they were doing.
None. Doug kind of saved the day. And so thanks, Doug. But no. It was fun.
Well, you look good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know.
My mother, Jackie's grandma, and my wife all think so, too. And those are the three things that I really matter most. So.
All right. Well, Coach, hey, we'll let you go. Have a great trip down 100 miles down the road there. And let's beat those guys, girls, tonight.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I really appreciate all the support we're getting from all corners here.
I mean, how's the crowd? I mean, the crowds have been unbelievable, haven't they? I mean, it's been so loud in that SDC.
We've gotten like
can't even think in there.
The bands have been huge.
Yes.
I mean, like every the last couple of times, like they just keep on coming out. It's like a clown car. But it's amazing. I can't say it enough. Please keep coming to our games. We're starting to see community members there, which is we notice those things for sure. Our student section, you know, ebbs and flows, but that band is so cool. I mean, we really appreciate the support. And if you can't get to Marquette tonight, it should be it's on TV. It should be a good game. But we love the support. And we'd love to have you.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight and then the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
All right.